Hi, my name is Jane Cregan. I have been a music therapist since 1981, and I'm the Director of Professional Programs for the American Music Therapy Association. I receive many calls from people asking about music therapy as a career. Listen in to a conversation as I talk to someone who wants to know about a career in music therapy.
I've thought recently about maybe becoming a music therapy, but I need some more information. What exactly is music therapy?
Music therapy is an allied healthcare profession similar to occupational therapy and physical therapy. Music therapy is a process in which a professional music therapist uses live music to help individuals of all ages improve physical, cognitive, emotional, and social functioning.
That sounds so interesting. What type of person becomes a music therapist?
Most music therapists are accomplished musicians and have an interest in helping people empower themselves. Personal qualities that are good for this field are patience, empathy, imagination, tact, openness to new ideas, a sense of humor, creativity are important qualities for professionals in this field. Music therapists must also be versatile and able to adjust to changing circumstances.
That's a very interesting combination of personality traits. What type of education and training are required to become a music therapist?
A board-certified music therapist is a highly trained professional who has met three requirements. First, they've completed a degree program in music therapy. Secondly, they've completed 1,200 hours of required fieldwork as part of that college degree program. And finally, they have successfully taken the exam administered by the Certification Board for Music Therapists, which is a national exam. Once the MTBC credential is earned, the music therapist can then enter professional practice.
Mm-hmm. So when you do enter professional practice, then who do music therapists work with?
Music therapists work with children and adults of all ages and with a variety of special needs, including developmental disabilities, medical illnesses, physical disabilities, psychiatric disorders, or neurological impairments, among others.
Mm-hmm. And where do music therapists work? Just in hospitals or schools or what?
Music therapists often work with other healthcare providers as part of a treatment team in a wide variety of settings, which include general and psychiatric hospitals, physical and rehabilitation centers, nursing homes, mental health agencies, public and private schools, substance abuse programs, forensic facilities, hospice programs, daycare facilities, community programs, and other places. Some music therapists work on staff at agencies, and some are self-employed. Some entrepreneurial music therapists work in their own practices or clinics. Some contract their services to other agencies, and some provide individual music therapy sessions in the community. Music therapists can work part-time or full-time and pursue music performance in addition to their music therapy work.
So there are a lot of different opportunities, aren't there? That is so interesting. And so what's the typical salary of a music therapist?
Salaries vary, of course, depending upon years of experience, level of education, and other factors, but I can give you some averages. Based on the latest survey of our membership, the average full-time salary is about $48,000, and salaries can go as high as $80,000 based upon education and experience, as I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. A starting salary is typical in the high 30s to low 40s. An average rate for music therapy services per hour is $60.
Uh-huh. And are there career opportunities for music therapists?
Yes. There is a growing demand for music therapy services. Again, based on our member survey, new music therapy jobs were created in schools, hospitals, rehab centers, VA hospitals, geriatric facilities, and hospice. Music therapy is an exciting and rewarding healthcare profession that is really continuing to grow. I have enjoyed being a music therapist, and I feel fortunate that I have had the opportunity to help make a difference in the lives of others. For those of you who are listening, I will be happy to speak with you and answer your questions. You can contact me at 301-589-3300, extension 104, or by email at Cregan, C-R-E-A-G-A-N, at musictherapy.org. I look forward to speaking with you.